Thank you for checking out Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. It really means a lot to me that you're listening to this podcast. If you listen and you like the content, then make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a review. Please do that. And also go check me out on some of my other platforms. I have a long-running YouTube channel. I've got a blog, theclinicaltrialsguru.com. If you're interested in becoming a CRA or you're interested in getting a career in this industry, go to thecraacademy.com. If you're a research site owner interested in getting more studies for your site or negotiating better contracts for your site, go to my blog, theclinicaltrialsguru.com, and check it out. I offer consulting services. If you're a pharma, biotech, life sciences company, a CRO, I own a startup CRO, and we're here to help you, whatever it is you want. If you're a CRO, we can white label a lot of services for you. We have CRA coverage across the country at cost. We can do this at scale. If you're a pharma company, we are a full service CRO, and we're very confident in our pricing, and we are extremely competitive at bidding. And if you're also interested in your own digital marketing and leveraging a podcast maybe for yourself, reach out to me, dan@theclinicaltrialsguru.com. Again, thank you very much and enjoy the show.
Guru Nation, welcome back to theclinicaltrialsguru.com. I don't know if this will go on podcast, maybe just for YouTube. I've got a very special guest. The hardcore fans may recognize this handsome face, okay? From 2015, we did a video. When you first started as a coordinator.
That's right.
Right? Now it's 2019. I got a comment yesterday on YouTube. Dan, can you interview a study coordinator? Okay?
Yeah.
I took your order. The next day, I interview a coordinator. Okay? Rami Farag.
Correct.
Give them your background. You were a physician, trained foreign physician. Tell them who you are.
Okay.
And then we'll get into the adventures of being a coordinator at different companies.
Sure. My name is Rami Farag. I started working. I'm a foreign medical graduate. I got my medical license back in Egypt in 2006. I have been working as a physician since 2006 until 2012. I got my residency in general surgery, and then I moved to the States here. I first worked in clinical research when I met with Dan in 2013.
In an empty room.
Yes, it was an empty room.
A little
room.
Bit scary.
Yes, actually. I didn't know what I'm doing, but
this was a brand. The clinic was so new, we didn't even have the lease ready for the clinic.
Exactly. I remember when I even ordered the furniture from Amazon and to set up everything.
I remember that. Some of that furniture is still here.
But I love it, actually.
Yeah. So you started as a coordinator. That first, year and a half, you were working with Global.
Yes, exactly. Actually, 2 years. Exactly.
2 years?
2 years, yeah.
And then we had some changes, so you went to work at another company.
That's
a
right.
Bigger site.
Yes.
So what's the difference between a smaller site and a bigger site? Because you went to a huge site,
That's right.
One of the biggest ones in Southern California.
That's exactly, yes.
And then we're going to talk about where you currently are, if we can. We won't mention the name, but you're in a university. So you actually have experienced private, small sites, like this one, mega sites, like the one we're about to talk about, and soon-to-be university.
That's right.
Right? Anything else that we missed?
No, actually, that's everything, yeah.
Okay, so what's the difference between the smaller and the bigger site?
Okay, so the best things that I got from Global Clinical Trials, that I had the chance to work on everything related to clinical research, because I started everything with you. So I even worked in regulatory, doing SSV and SIVs and even contracts and budgets. I was included in this, which is
I can't believe that.
Yeah, so I was included in everything. I got all my experience at Global Clinical Trials.
And you put all that on your CV.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I did everything, even I was seeing patients, doing virals, EKGs, processing labs. I was doing also rating scales, meeting with patients, because some sponsors, they approved me since I have my MD license from another country.
That's right.
So I used to do every single thing at Global, and this gives me the best experience ever. Yeah. So when I put this in my my CV, and then I moved to another place, which is a bigger place.
Yeah.
And they loved me, actually. But the thing is, I didn't do everything, because they had, like, recruitment departments, they had medical assistants.
You did recruitment for us, too.
I did recruitment as well.
You did everything.
I did everything.
That's the thing, at small clinics, you do everything.
Yeah, that's why I'm always saying this is the best experience ever I got since
really?
I came here. Yes,
you wouldn't
exactly.
do it the opposite way? Like, big site and small?
I don't think that would be like good like what I'm doing now, because like when I started with you, it was a new site and I did everything. So when I moved to the bigger site, I didn't do everything, but I understand what's going on
exactly.
in each part, in each department.
That was valuable.
So, yes, that's helped me a lot, and actually they loved it, because they see that I understand what's going on and what's every person doing in their department.
Yeah.
So I was even helping in every single thing, even if it's not included in my tasks in this place, but I know what's going on and I can be backup, I can help with it. So it helped me a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that made you more valuable as a...
Exactly.
And that was coordinator, right?
Yes.
So what was the difference? I guess, did you like both places? Or which
yeah,
one
I liked
better?
Them both. I liked them both. But
which one
do
you like better?
One,
you could be honest.
It's like every one of them, it has like advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah.
So at Global, as I mentioned, the best thing that I loved is the experience I got, because I had the chance to work in every single thing in clinical research.
Yeah.
So I love this. It gives me a lot of experience. And then when I moved to a bigger place, I was doing only the coordination part. So I was supervising the other persons. I was still meeting with patients, like doing consenting
did
patients.
Did you do the data
endeavors.
Entry, or you had somebody?
I was doing data entry, but at the same time, I had some assistant helping
okay.
me with data entry.
Okay.
But I was still like responsible about data entry, making sure we meet all the deadlines. Answering queries, because they didn't have like a lot of background to know how to answer these queries, so I had to help and answer all these queries.
Yeah.
So it wasn't my main task, but I was included in it still. So like both of them, it has like a lot of things that I can love in each part, but I loved both of them, because like they both are good to me.
As far as the PI involvement at both clinics, this is what people want to hear, like the reality.
Sure.
I tell people, but they don't believe me. The coordinators do everything. Okay, PI, the FDA says they're the ones that are responsible. But in most places, big, small, medium, anything, even universities, the PIs, they know the patient, but they don't really get involved too much in the protocol.
Yes.
That's for people like us, right?
Actually.
Is that the case at every site that you've been at?
In my second site that I went after Global, it was a little bit different.
Okay.
Because PI and sub-I, they were working in the same place. So they were there like for a specific time every single day. But in the other sites that I worked at after that, it's the same thing like when I was at Global or any other site.
Oh, you worked at other sites too?
Yes. So the PI was not available like all the time.
Mm.
So yes, he knows all the patients, he knows what's going on, but he's not like all the time is present in the office.
Yeah.
or he's not officially there like all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the second one they were. Yeah. Because the PI was used to be there in 3 days and the sub I in the other 3 days, and it was only Friday, which we don't have any PI or sub I.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to not schedule any patients on Friday, just to make sure that we are meeting
oh,
all the deadlines
too.
And doing that, yeah.
You guys do that there too? We try
yes.
to do that here also.
Yeah, it was a good idea actually, because like we were making like Friday just to make up all
paperwork.
The week, make sure that we are finishing all the paperwork, have everything signed. So it was a really good idea, yeah.
Is the, actually we're switching to e-source here, electronic source.
That's nice.
So you can do the actual source from your computer. Or from any phone, computer.
That's
you
nice.
Log in and the source, you do it as it's done. So that you don't have to do catch up later.
I see. That's
you know,
really
that
good.
Makes it more efficient, but you have to actually do it.
So you can just enter it on the spot when you see the
yes.
patient, just enter it.
Yeah,
that's
one
nice.
Of the things we've changed
yeah.
recently, actually.
That's
Kobe,
really good.
Kobe's learning like almost from just eSource.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we still have a few studies with paper, but...
Yeah, that
switching.
Saves a lot of time, actually.
So what's the most stressful part about being a coordinator?
The most what?
Stressful.
Stressful. It's just like meeting the deadlines, because like when you work on like too many projects at the same time, like
yeah.
everyone is keep pushing you, we need to have this done, we need to have this done. So
yeah.
you just need to be like organized, making like a to-do list or something, just make sure you meet all the deadlines. you should have like priorities. I think this is the most stressful part because like you got to the point everyone is asking for their thing to be done today immediately at the same time.
Yeah.
So you have to just like make sure that you are organized and prioritize things. So make sure which one needs to be done first and
yep.
which one can wait. So I think this is the most stressful thing.
And which site was the most stressful for you? Was it with Global when you first learned everything? Because the learning curve is very steep in research.
No, actually not. No. When I moved to the bigger site.
The bigger site was more stressful?
Yeah. Because they had like maybe more patients, more studies, so it was a little bit like workload was too much.
Really?
So yes, so maybe that's why it was like a little bit more stressful. But
I
have
like
never feel stress when I'm learning stuff. Like I love to learn stuff, so that's why I never feel stress at
yeah.
this time. But like when you move to like bigger place, especially when you are so busy having like too many patients, too many studies, I
yeah.
think it's gonna be stressful. Like doing data entry, having a lot of deadlines, meeting
mm-hmm.
all of these, a lot of queries that you need to answer. So, yeah.
What about interacting with monitors?
Yes, I do it on all the sites. And everywhere, since I started working as a coordinator, I meet with all the monitors, I get all the follow-up letters, I have to work on all the action items, I do all the communication between me and the sponsors through me. Sometimes we have the PI CC'd on the emails or the communication, and sometimes it's only me and I have to follow up with the PI and other staff. But yes, I do all the communication with the sponsor and the CREs.
So I'm curious, at the bigger site, at the big, large site, you know, they run it like a factory. I know the owner.
That's right. Yeah.
What was every day the same? Because here at Global, every day is different, really. Like, it depends what's going on. Was every day the same at that site? I'm trying to give people difference between different site setups.
Yeah, it's every day is different because, like, every day you have, like, different number of patients, different visits, and different studies, so every day has like different schedule, and sometimes one day you have a monitor, so another day you don't have a monitor, sometimes
yeah.
you might have an audit, so it's totally different, so
mm-hmm.
every day is different than the other day. Yeah, but the system is still the same, like we're working on the same system, but the day is different from one day to
another. Right.
Day. Yeah.
What about working with others, because in a smaller clinic like this, you can do everything and not need to rely on others, right?
Yeah.
When you go to a bigger place, you have to rely on other people. Was that more stressful for you, or was it easy for you to handle?
Sometimes stressful and sometimes easy, because like you are still responsible. So the clinical research coordinator is
you're
still
the
responsible.
One responsible.
Yes.
So you're almost like a manager also.
Yes, exactly.
Of
so
who,
even
who
if
were you
you're
responsible
not...
for? The
hmm?
assistants? You were...
Yeah, the medical assistants, research assistants.
Okay.
So you are still responsible.
So what did
so...
you do if they weren't doing their job? What did you do?
I just need to step in and see what's the problem, if they have any issue, if they don't know how to do it. So that's why I loved what I got in Global. So if they have anything that's not done, so I can step in and help them, and I can show them, yes, I can show them what to do and how to do it. So that's what I used to do. If they need help, I can like
they
ask someone else
there.
To
they
help.
Loved you there.
I love it too. I loved what
so
I
so why did
in
you
Global.
Leave there? Why did you go to the university now? What happened?
Because in my last one, it was only a contract. And then my contract ended, so that's why I had to apply to newer places. But since I have all this experience, it took me like less than a week. I got like three interviews, I got two offers actually in the same week. So
was it better offers?
Yes.
So the other place, the pay wasn't as good as the offers you're getting now?
It was good, but now it's better.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, like I liked it, but when I got this new offer, it was better than
so
the
you're
other
going in the university setting now, also as a coordinator.
Yes.
You're going to learn a whole other different environment.
That's right.
I monitor at university, and it's very different. They
it
have
is,
like
yeah.
30 people doing
exactly
what you used
it's
to do by yourself
system.
Here.
Yeah.
They have like 30 people doing it.
Yeah, I worked in a place like this before, like a big hospital, you know. So yeah, my last job.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used to work on a system. It's very similar to the university. So they had like a clinical research nurses meeting with patients. They had medical assistants. They had the research assistant, regulatory, recruitment.
Wow.
So they had every single department doing every single.
And as the coordinator, you're literally
coordinator, yes.
coordinating
Exactly.
All these things. Yeah. You're the one doing the source. I mean, they're doing source, but you're putting it all together.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're meeting with monitors.
Yeah, I was also working on electronic medical records. This was the first time to work on it because, like, in all the other jobs, I used to work on paper documents.
But they didn't switch to eSource yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. But eSource is a game changer.
Yeah, it's really good. That's really
it's
good.
A game changer.
That's
so you want to be a CRA also?
Yes, I'm thinking to get the CRA positions. I'm trying to apply and maybe update my CV with
that's
the experience
that
I used to have. So, yeah.
We're going to do that now. You're going to be put as an intern for my CRO. We're doing two oncology studies.
Okay.
So I'm going to put one on your CV and you're going to do the SIB today.
Got it.
And then we'll update your CV. You'll get a CRA job in no time.
That's nice.
Especially with oncology. Exactly. And if you can interview well, you can do it. So that's your ultimate goal?
Yes.
You never wanted to open a site? A lot of coordinators want to open their own sites.
Maybe, but later on, not now.
Later.
Yeah, I think I'm not so ready for it now. So, yeah.
You want to accumulate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Build up a safety savings.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you maybe take risks later on, or maybe not. Maybe you'll really like CRA.
Yeah, but I'm really thinking about opening my own business, but I think it's not the right time to do this right
now.
Yeah,
you need a good doctor. You need a reliable
exactly.
PA.
That's right.
All right, Rami, well, thank you very much. Any advice for people out there who are thinking about study coordinator, or maybe any existing coordinators? Well, give the advice to the people thinking of being coordinators first.
No, actually, my advice...
Search Craigslist?
Yeah, so they need to look for a job. But sometimes, because like people, they had like a high medical background, like they are doctors or something,
yeah.
So they don't accept any offer. But my advice is just to accept any offers they get at the start, because they need any experience to get at the start. Because like when they move to a bigger places, they will never hire them without experience. So when
right.
they start in a smaller place or they get paid like less money, so you need just to start, because this is the start of the clinical research career. You need to learn, you need to work on actual clinical research, so they put this in their CV, and when they move to another places, it's going to be so easy for them to just get, like, to grow up in the research field and work in different sites.
That's right, and for existing coordinators, any advice? Maybe they want, maybe they're looking at you and they're like, hey, Rami's, he's got the right idea, you know, move up, keep moving up to different organizations, and then a lot of coordinators want to be CRA. So what is your advice to them?
So just like when they feel that they are ready to be a CRA, they can do it. But the thing is, they have to like know like 100% about what they are doing as a CRC, because moving to the CRA without knowing what's going on in the clinical research field itself, so I think it's going to be a fail.
Yeah.
So they just need to learn everything, make sure that they are so confident to be a CRA, to monitor site, to deal with different sites at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think they have to make sure that they have enough experience to start working at the CRA.
I think that's really very close to what I advise people. You will most likely in the beginning be a specialist, hired as a specialist, but your goal is to be a generalist. To
that's
learn
right.
as much as you can. But you started as a generalist.
Yes.
And then you started specializing up. So you're, it doesn't matter how, but you have to get multiple, you have to specialize in multiple different verticals of research.
Yes, exactly.
Source, regulatory, IP. If you want to do monitoring, you better do quality assurance at your site. I mean, because that's the next step to be a CRA. So specialize, okay, but also, and nobody's going to tell you to do that. Like, Rami's working full time. Nobody's telling him, I'm not paying him to do the SAB, you know, that we have today with oncology. He's doing it because he knows it's going to help you be
that's
more
right.
of a generalist.
That's right.
Right? So do anything you can and extra. It's not, you're going to do more work for the same pay.
That's right.
Right? But
it's not just the job you are doing. It's like...
It's
for me, it's maybe a lifestyle. Like I used to do this. I'm involved in everything related to clinical research, and I loved it. So
yeah.
It's not about will I get paid for this, will I not get paid for this. It doesn't really matter for me as long as I'm working my time, and I'm getting paid for what I'm doing. But even if I'm doing something extra, I still love it, because like it's something that I even learn about it. So it's not only because I'm helping the place that I'm working at, but I love to learn everything related to clinical research, because. My plan is just to stay in this field and grow up in it, either to stay as a clinical research coordinator or open my site or a CRA. So yeah, so that's what I'm planning. So that's why I need to know everything
and
about
you've
it.
You've got that, because a lot of employees. Okay, I also speak to research site owners, so it's, they think like business people because they are business people. At least I hope they do, but employees don't. And I tell employees, mine, others, people watching on YouTube, you need to treat your own career like it's your own business.
That's right. That's
you know, right. And what do you do? Like, what do I do when I own a site? I need to network with doctors. I need to network with places for patients. I need to network with getting studies. So that means I need to go take time to meet with a potential doctor that may or may not ever be a PI or a refer patient. For me.
I used to do this at Global Boys.
You see? I don't get paid for that. Yeah. I don't get paid for that.
I see.
Employees, same thing. But they're used to thinking linearly. Employees are trained, I'm only going to spend my energy on something that pays me. But that's what you're doing is you're preventing your growth. Your career growth by doing that.
Yeah,
you
because
gotta
everyone
get out
will
of
grow,
that
actually.
Mentality.
It's not only as a coordinator. Everyone will grow because when I deal with this as my own business, and then I care about it, and then they grow up, so I grow up at the same time. So
that's
we all
right.
grow up. It's not only the site. So I'm not only working for nothing, but actually in the future, I'm going to be growing up with the site. So both of us will be benefiting from what I'm doing. Yeah.
You see? And that's exactly. growth in the different activities you do,
exactly.
then you can discuss growth in the therapeutic indication.
That's right.
You can do, there's so much you can do, and people need to stop thinking about the linear, well, if I do that, how will I get paid? You can't think about that. Obviously,
right.
you need to make money, but think beyond that. How are you going to do more, go above and beyond in order to grow your career, just like a business does?
That's right. That's right.
All right?
Yes.
Good luck, Rami.
Thank you
very much. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening, and we'll catch you all later. We'll do a follow-up with you soon.
Sure.
At your university. Will they allow that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, why not?
We can do it.
Why not? All right, we'll do it. Take care.
So, hey, everybody, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. Again, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you leave a review, if you could be so kind, please. And also go to theclinicaltrialsguru.com if you're interested in learning more about who I am, who some of my guests are. You can have access to some of my YouTube videos. I do a lot of videos about clinical research. So go to theclinicaltrialsguru.com. And you can also call or text me anytime, 949-415-6256. Also follow me on any social media platform. It's Dan Svera. And you can also email me if you'd like, dan@theclinicaltrialsguru.com. Thank you very much.